And now it's country and Irish again, and this time it's the Queen of Country and Irish, Philomena Begley, singing the praises of a village in County Tyrone.
Flowing down Cairn Glen, on a hill just beside it, there are still ferrymen. I often saw them not far from my home. Sure, they're part of the splendor in County Tyrone. Oh, Ireland has many fair counties, but an exile still dreams of his own. Not in Dublin, Killarney, or Derry, but a village in County Tyrone. I can still see the cross on a hill at Outmore, with a little green moss winding round past the door. An old ruined castle stands out on its own, for there's castles below in County Tyrone. Yes, I'm dreaming of Ireland and County Tyrone.
Now, a lot of people say Tyrone. In fact, I do sometimes. But the correct pronunciation is, as Philomena said it there, Tyrone. It's T-Y-R-O-N-E, a village in County Tyrone. Over the last couple of weeks on Sounds Irish, I've been playing you tracks from a Sonny Knowles album that I got recently. Now, Sonny was an icon in the cabaret scene for many years here in Ireland. Very talented musician, played clarinet and saxophone, and sang remarkably well. And it was his singing, really, that Sonny was noted for. When Sonny appeared in venues, well, they queued for hours before the show started. Here's Sonny singing a wonderful song entitled Look Around and You'll Find Me There.
That somewhere there's someone who loves you, someone meant for you only. Look around and you'll find me there. As long as always there's someone who loves you, someone meant for you only. Look around, find me there. Let me know you, let me show you just how much I care. Here inside me there's enough love for us both to share. someday you'll look for that someone who loves you. Until then, I'll be lonely. Look around and you'll find me there. Let me know you, let me show you just how much I care. Here inside me, there's enough love for us both to share. Someday you look for that someone who needs you. Until then, I'll be lonely. Look around and you'll find me there. Look around and you'll find me there. Look around and you'll find me there.
Sonny Knowles and Look Around and You'll Find Me There. And here's another of those songs, well, national, international folk songs, because I don't think this song is an Irish song. It's called The Water Is Wide, and it's sung for us by Fair Isle Folk. But I like it.
Water is deep, I can't swim more, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry to a boat shall row my love and I. She sails the sea, she sails so deep as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I'm in. I know not how I'll sink or swim. I lean my back against an oak, thinking it was the strongest tree, but first it bent and then it broke, and that's the way love treated me. Love is handsome and love is kind, gay as a jewel when first it's new. But as love grows old, then twice cold and fades away like morning dew. Water is deep, I can't swim more, and neither have I wings to fly. Build me a boat that will carry to a boat shall row my love.
last time I played a version of this next track, it was by the Bards. But I want you to listen to the Jolly Beggarman telling us the story of Lanigan's Ball. Jeremy Lanigan, his father died and left him 10 acres of ground, and he was wealthy, right? So he decided to have a ball and call all his neighbours. Take a listen to the Jolly Beggarman. This is a track longer than we usually have, but it tells a good story.
In the town of a time when Jeremy Lanigan battered the Whitley hat and the pound, his father he died and made him a man again, left him a farm and 10 acres of ground. He gave a grand party to friends and relations who wouldn't forget him when come to the wall, and if you'll but listen, I'll make your eyes glisten with a rose and ruxins with Lanigan Ball. 6 long months they spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months they spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out. I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball. Myself, to be sure, got free invitations for all the nice girls and boys I might ask. And just in a minute, both friends and relations were dancing as merry as bees round the cast. There was lashings of punch and wine for the ladies, potatoes and cakes, there was bacon and tea. There were the Nolans, the Dolans, O'Grady's, courting the girls and dancing away. They were doing all kinds of nonsensical polkas all around the room in a wordly gig. But Julia and I soon banished their nonsense and tipped them a twist of a rail or his jig. Oh, how the girl, she got mad at me and danced till you think that the sailings would fall. So I spent 3 weeks at Brooks Academy learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, I stepped out. I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball. The boys were as merry, the girls all hearty, dancing away in couples and groups, till an accident happened. Young Terence McCarty, he put his right leg through Miss Finnerty's hoops. The creature, she fainted and cried, Melia Mortar called for her brothers, got and gathered them all. Camerdy swore that he'd go no further, he'd have satisfaction at Lanigan's Ball. In the midst of the row, Miss Kerrigan fainted, her cheeks at the same time as red as a rose. Some of the boys decreed she was painted, she took a small drop, too much I suppose. Her sweetheart and Morgan, so powerful and able, when he saw his fair colleague stretched out by the wall, he tore the left leg from under the table and smashed all the dishes at Lanigan's Ball. 6 long months I spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months I spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out. I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, learned to dance for Lanigan's Ball. Boys, oh boys, 'tis then there was looks, and myself got a kick from Big Fail and the crew. But soon I replied to his kind introductions and picked up a terrible hullabaloo. Old Casey the piper was near being strangled. They squeezed up his pipes, got those chanters and all. The girls in their ribbons, they all got entangled, and that put an end to Lanigan's Ball. 6 long months they spent in Dublin, 6 long months doing nothing at all. 6 long months they spent in Dublin learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball. Well, I stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and I stepped in again, I stepped out. I stepped in again, learning to dance for Lanigan's Ball.
I mentioned at the beginning of the programme we'd be having some favourites. Favourites of mine. This one particularly is a favourite of mine, and it was a song written by Percy French. We've heard it lots of times on Sounds Irish, but I'm going to play it again this week, and I want to dedicate it to anyone in any part of the world who hails from County Cavan, because Derek McCormack is going to sing for us the beautiful song Come Back, Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the bridge of Finney and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. For the grass it is green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff are whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. My mother once told me that when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a sorrowful squall. But I knew I was born in Bally James Duff, and that's why I smiled on them all. The baby, he's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers, come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley.
Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. And yes, there is such a place as Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. Beautiful lyrics. The song written by Percy French. We might even have another Percy French song before the end of the programme. And now, for all people from County Mayo, no matter what part of the world you're in, at home or abroad, this one from Daniel O'Donnell is just for you.
It's just a year ago today I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft light of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice, soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in Old Mayo. For two Irish eyes are smiling, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, would true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Her Irish eyes like beacons shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses on her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And when the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. For two Irish eyes are smiling, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, would true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Yes, sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
I did promise you we might have a second track from Daniel. Now a track from Dermot O'Ryan, featured in the movie The Quiet Man. You know what's coming, don't you?
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body is bound to be a dreamer when all far away, and precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him overland across the sea, especially when across the rooftop of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home. I wander o'er
Dermot O'Brien and the Isle of Innisfree from the movie The Quiet Man. Earlier on in the programme, when I played Come Back Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff, and I said we'd probably hear another Percy French song on the programme. Well, here it is, sung by my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen. They're singing all about the Mountains of Mourne.
Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people here working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. I believe that when writing, a wish you expressed as to how the fine ladies in London were dressed. Well, if you'll believe me, when asked to a ball, they don't wear no tucks to their dresses at all. Oh, I've seen them myself, and you could not in truth say if they were bound for a ball or a bath. Don't be starting them fashions now, Mary McCree, for the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course. Well, he's over here now, at the head of the force. I met him today, I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped all the traffic with one wave of his hand. As we were talking of days that are gone, the whole population of London looked on. But for all those great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where the dark morn sweeps down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, oh, never you mind, with beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexion, all roses and cream. But old Lachlan remarked, with regard to the same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, the colors might all come away on your lips. So I'll wait for the wild rose that's waiting for me, for the mountains of morn sweep down to the sea.
Well, friends, time has caught up with us, and I just want to say before I go, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. Joe Wallett saying, take good care of yourselves and of one another. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until next week, from Sounds Irish, God bless, travel safely, slán, bye.